Welcome back, everyone. Going to the second hour here of Bounce Power. Steven, what's up?
before you even started that intro, I saw you smirking, JV.
No, I did not intend to do that until it came out of my mouth.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what I was smirking about.
Turns out this planet is infested by aliens with six boobs. Weird. So
he's doing something nice for us, guys.
The shuttle has landed, and the Imperial theme is playing all low key styles, maybe with like a little like underpinning of some kind of like rebel strings in the background, because yeah, like I described, the planet is pretty like not well maintained. There's this long walkway with pillars that used to bear, you know, the regal symbol of the Imperial flag, but the flags have all long been torn down. There's spray paint on the walls, and we see this former statue of maybe the Emperor that has been pushed over and broken. And the gangplank comes down for the shuttle. Who comes out first? Do you send the stormtroopers out? Like, what is your entrance look like?
I run out of the ship and then like jump to one, or like land on one knee and then just like survey the area with my binoculars, my macro binoculars.
Right.
And then the second I see it's clear, yeah, the second I see it's clear, I'm just like, Agent Theron, it's clear.
You definitely have that Imperial presence. Usually when you see the Empire, it's like this grand order of people coming out of the ship, and you're just like, no, bro, I gotta go. You're like, ducking and rolling.
Yeah, exactly. And then I walk up, and then maybe we're like, and march. And then everyone starts marching out of the ship.
Rad. Okay, so yeah, so the group of you and the stormtroopers, you all kind of like make your entrance once you know that it's clear. And you see coming up the up the walkway towards you, there's a man wearing kind of like a nice looking like folded like silk tunic with like polished boots, holding a data pad, and he's followed by a couple of other functionaries, all also human, and they're coming towards you, looking like they're coming to meet you. And I think as you approach the man with the data pad, he comes up to you, Otto, and he's holding the data pad in his left arm and his right arm. He puts his hand out to shake your hand, and he's like, Officer Talon, I'm Assistant Chamra. I assist the Moth. We're glad to have you here. And he puts his hand out to you.
He's saying this to me?
Yeah. He walks right up to you and like puts his hand out.
I just kind of like slowly look down at his hand and then just like, don't even shake it. Take the data pad and then turn around.
Take it from?
Yeah, I just okay. Like grab it from and turn around and walk over to Theron and say, Agent Theron. And I just hand him the data pad and then turn around.
He swallows audibly and pales visibly at that.
Looking down the data pad, not even recognizing this new guy who's appeared, I'm like, oh, thank you, Commander Talon. Right, just like very snarky, and I just sort of skim through it and see what it says, and don't even like, just let everyone who came to greet us just sit there and stand around awkwardly.
Oh yeah, like he's waiting for the other shoe to drop. Yeah. Okay. So they're all standing there looking kind of like frightened, and the data pad is just like his. He's like personal assistant to the Moth, and so it's got his schedule and his communications with, you know, local business owners and just like diplomat stuff. Yeah, this guy's his personal assistant, and he's come to meet you.
I look through it and then look over at the statue and say, nowhere on here does it mention destruction of Imperial property, let alone the horrible status of this upper level. And more importantly, why the Moth isn't here to greet us himself.
So you can see when you say that, like, he's prepared. He's tried to prepare for this, right? But you've put him off by the fact that he introduced himself to the wrong person. And he comes up to you and he's like, sir, I'm sorry, Agent Talon. I'm, like, puts his hand out again, trying to, like, do the intro again. He's like, I'm Camera, assistant to the Moth. I'm terribly sorry.
What was your name?
What was that name again?
Because Skype's like freezing this episode.
His first name is Zell. Last name is Chamra.
Zell Chamra.
Assistant to Moff Rilcott.
Sounds alien to me.
Okay.
That was like visibly angry at the treatment of this statue. She's livid. Yeah. She's just kind of like seething on the spot.
I say, is there anything else, Zell? Or should we go see your boss?
Yes, the Moth is presently unavailable. He's on important business on the South continent and won't be returning for... We didn't expect you until tomorrow, sir.
And then I sort of chuckle and say, good! Then he won't be in the way. Take us to his quarters.
He nods. Yes, sir. We have a speeder here. The palace is only a few moments from here. And he turns and looks at one of them and is like, and the guy like dashes off to go get the speeder ready. And he leads you towards the city proper. I think that as you get there, there's evidence that the Moth's local police have cleared the area and done some work to make sure that you don't see the worst of it. Like, you can see evidence of like Imperial like barricades on some of the side streets. There's maybe by the entrance to the spaceport, you see like a couple of like tents that haven't been pulled down yet, where like homeless people would have been sleeping, but they've been rousted and sent somewhere else to kind of clean things up for you. And when you get over to, they have a couple of land speeders here to transport you to the palace. You see a maintenance droid like scrubbing a wall with like a big sci-fi looking scrub brush, trying to scrub some like graffiti off of it.
A future Swiffer?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. It's like a pressure washer, but like all sci-fi, yeah. So it probably uses vibrations or something. That's
course,
a vibro wash.
Vibro wash.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. So they bring you to the vehicles. There's a little troop transport, and then kind of like the speeder equivalent of a limo. But even that's kind of like worn around the edges. It's definitely not the Moth's like personal vehicle. And so Assistant Chamra like opens the door for the group of you and gestures for you to get in.
I wait until everyone else gets in. I just stand and I just glare at him and mm-hmm. don't stop glaring at him the entire time.
Okay. The planet's a little warm. Like you're on the side of the planet that's sort of like in summer right now. But he's sweating like more than the temperature indicates. Like he's, you know, like a drop of sweat drips down his forehead. And I think he like wipes it away, like pushes his hair back and kind of like looks at you like, nope, I got it under control. Everything's fine. Yeah, and he gestures like, please, after you, sir.
Do the stormtroopers, are they able to get on this as well?
The stormtroopers have their own transport. There's a separate, like essentially like a truck, like a military truck.
They'll like follow behind us.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think then we all go. And then Jesse's last.
Yeah. So, yeah, Assistant Chamra gets in as well. And inside there's there's seats around. It's essentially like a limo. So there's like seating around a central console. The console has like a hologram display that's turned off right now. And then there's glasses with ice in them and a little droid that like pours like drinks for you when you get in. He sits down and closes the door and the speeder starts to head on its way. So Chamra looks at you, Talon, like just nervously, like kind of like not sure whether the right thing to do here would be to make small talk or, you know, be quiet.
So I break the silence and just bluntly ask him, so when do the rebels take this planet?
And he kind of like half smiles and looks at you, Otto. And then looks at Belle and looks at Lana, like waiting to see you make like laugh at the joke that Theron just made.
No, I think we're all
tuts as he looks.
Well, I don't move at all. My eyes just look at him like he did, like, oh, it's not a joke, man.
Yeah, no, Otto is very much just like, stare at Theron and then just stare at the other guy. Like, no facial expression or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. I don't catch your meaning, sir.
Well, if this was an Imperial-controlled planet, there would be no desecrated statues. There wouldn't be signs of homeless wandering the streets. There wouldn't be droids last-minute washing windows. This would be clean. This would be functional. This would be an orderly system. It is not.
Well, sir, you see the aliens in the middle city. They've been all kinds of difficult in this last season, and some of our infrastructure has suffered. It's in dire need of repair. And well, it's all in the Moff's report, which you can take a look at when you arrive at the palace. Of course, I couldn't say, sir, to the exact details. I'm just an assistant.
When he mentions, like, aliens, you see Lana just, like, roll her eyes and look away.
I was, like, muttering under her breath, just, like, utterly disgraceful.
Yeah. There is just, like, aliens. This is all because of half-wits and brutes. What was it? Zell? You're blaming this on half-wits and brutes.
Well, sir, it's just that we're so understaffed. When we had a full legion here, well, we could keep order, and they stayed in the lower city where they belong. But they've been coming up from the lower city, and now, the people of the middle city are trying to get into the upper city, and it's all just chaos, sir. That's why we're so glad to have you here, to help them off with these problems and to put things right here on Terrace. We're honored, really, just honored. And he kind of, like, nervously looks at everybody to be like, no, I mean all of you. Like, thank you. Yes, hooray, you're here to save us.
I kind of picture this guy just, like, with his hair up now, just going, it's aliens.
Listen, I'm not saying that our problem is aliens.
I still, right. Like, you just see Lana just, like, she already has her mask up, but you just see her pull it up even more. Like, she just has no comment on the whole aliens and how it's their fault.
We're in a room, right? We're not in a...
We're in a limo, yeah.
Oh, we're in a limo.
Yeah, we're, like, in a limo, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm just, like, looking outside at this point. I've stopped caring about what the guy has to say.
Okay. So, yeah, Otto, you see... You see, I think actually when we see you, you come around a corner and there's a building that looks like it might have used to have been a government building or a bank, like big solid Imperial pillars, the stone kind of plaque of the Imperial gear, and it's been gutted. Just obvious signs of a fire, the smoke damage all over the place, and there's a poster that's been put up on one wall that is of an obviously like propagandized, stylized picture of Luke Skywalker holding his lightsaber up, like bright blue glow. And it says underneath, like, for the Republic, may the Force be with you. And there's like X-Wings flying behind him. It's like a big, you know, poster of.
Are we?
You see that pasted up on one wall.
Are we in earshot of the driver?
It's an automated vehicle, so you can, yeah, there's a droid.
It's the future
that just pilots
it. Oh, I'm sorry, the past, never mind.
Yeah,
yeah, it's the ancient past.
It's the ancient past, JP. Everything was driverless then.
Okay, then I just...
Anyway, yes, there's a droid that powers this vehicle.
The second I see that, I'm just like, stop the transport. Then I just like slowly start to get out.
Yeah, the engine noise changes, and you hear a droid-like voice over the over the speaker. It's like, stopping, sir. And it, like, comes to a halt. And the door, like, opens.
Yeah, I just casually, like, walk over to this poster and then just rip it off.
Yeah. So you get out. Yeah, you get out Assistant Chamra is like, is there something wrong? It's really not safe to... And then you just get out and, like, walk out of the car.
Yeah.
And then he turns to you, Talon. He's like, he really shouldn't be... And he, like, looks around.
Can I deduce what kind of build is the poster on a gutted building or is it on a building people are okay? So,
yeah, like it looks like the building was abandoned and then Maybe like people are living here now, but it would be like squatters and stuff. It's not being used for its original
purpose. What is the building across from that building that faces it?
The whole neighborhood seems to be like much the same, like sort of a financial district. There would be like kind of imperial looking buildings, like bureaucrats' offices, that kind of thing. But it's all kind of been abandoned.
Okay.
Do we have any way to start a fire, by the way, like a lighter or something? I don't have a lighter on my character, but.
Yeah, I imagine that's something that you probably would be able to have. Okay, yeah.
Then I just like tear the poster down and set it on fire. And then just walk
okay.
Away.
So when you get out, when the vehicle is stopped, the stormtroopers have all immediately like gotten out of the vehicle and created like a defensive perimeter. Like they all have like cover. They're looking out into the roads. And when you step out, you start walking towards the vehicle. 161 looks back to you and says, "It's like, what's the situation, Mateen?"
I just don't say anything and keep casually walking over to the poster.
I have so many different like tool belts and shit that if we didn't have it, like if you guys don't have it, I probably have all of it.
Okay. So. Gotcha.
Yeah. So the troopers are used to not getting clear like mission result. They're just like, nope, just keep a perimeter. and 161 is like, you two, stay on him. And so you get like the two that cover you and they like watch as you move up to the poster, you tear it down and set it on fire.
Right. And then as I'm walking back, I just turn to 161 and say, get back in the transport and then walk back into the car casually, just sit back down.
Yeah, he turns back to the other troopers and does the little like wave and like point and they all break down in groups and return back to the vehicle. You walk back, and during that time, like while you're doing that, Chamra is just like wringing his hands and like waiting for this whole thing to be over.
Sweaty mess.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Yeah, right. Then we get back in the car. I'm just like, you can resume driving.
All right.
And
door slides shut.
I look over at Otto and just go, so dramatic.
I don't even acknowledge he says it. I just keep staring outside.
Yeah, and Assistant Chamra says, we've been trying very hard to maintain order. There's just some neighborhoods that have gotten so bad. The alien infestation is just terrible in this particular neighborhood. But there's just no other way back to the port. We have cleaning teams, and in fact, he like starts making a note on his pad. He's like, I'll have someone come here right away and do another pass.
I just
like, yes, I've solved the problem. Yes, it's all fixed now.
I think we've all moved on from even paying attention to anything he's saying, and we're just sort of and staring out the window, looking at the shitty city that we're in.
Mm. Yep. Okay. Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with this chump.
Okay. So
I think I'm like staring at him, but I'm not like acknowledging anything he says. I'm not going to speak up over anyone else. So I'm just like staring at him.
Cool. We see the crumpled remains of the poster, you know, Luke Skywalker's face as it kind of melts as the fire consumes the poster. And then we diagonal wipe to this like massive palace. There's huge stone walls surrounding it. They're probably like, I don't know, 20 feet tall with turbo laser emplacements around them. There's a big magnetic shield for the door, and we see your vehicle kind of passing through the checkpoint. We don't see any like stormtroopers because they're kind of like an attack team, but we do see like Imperial security, unarmored troops, kind of along patrolling the wall and up front. And as you pull in, the contrast between the outer city, which is all kind of like falling apart, and the inside of the Moff's palace, you're driving through like a palatial garden. There's like grass and flowers everywhere, statuary. And as you pull up, there's a big circular like roundabout. And in the middle of it, there's this statue of an Imperial officer, and he's wearing like a long cape and the like. Dallin, the rank. Like this is a statue of the Moff, but he's like sculpted quite young, so he looks like, you know, he's in his 40s and is holding his like naval cap and like looking out at the horizon. And it's perfect. It's like, obviously, and I think even just to like hammer it home, like there's a droid polishing it right now. There's like a maintenance droid that's just like cleaning it. And he kind of like waves as the vehicle pulls around. The estate itself, there's like one main fortress building with huge Imperial flags hanging from either side, more security. And you can see like gardening droids moving around throughout the estate. And so you pull up. And the assistant Chamra says, "Do you have any luggage that we need to take in? Of course, your rooms are all prepared for you. If there's anything at all that you need while you're here on Terrace, I would be happy to provide for you. The Moff has given me direct instruction to assist you as I would him. So, and he like steps out and opens the door for you.
There's a separate military building."
No, his whole like palace is militarized, so it looks halfway between a military fortress and like a really nice house. It's his castle. It's his castle where he lives. Yep.
No, I just smirk at the idea of luggage, and walk towards the palace, just hoping that guy will catch up because I'm going in anyway.
Yeah, I'm probably either at the side or in front of Theron as we're walking.
Then yeah. I'm behind him. Just walking behind him, waiting.
Yeah. I'm at the rear.
Okay. All right. So you enter, and the inside of the sort of waiting hall is like tiled in these like beautiful, perfectly polished white tiles. There's a big like oil painting of a landscape of Coruscant with a Star Destroyer in the background, obviously very like expensive, kind of hanging in the main hall. And then there's a turbo lift that runs up to the higher floors, kind of in the center. And Assistant Chamra says, there's probably a protocol droid. And he says he's like, C5 will show you to your rooms. If there's anything at all that you need, please don't hesitate to use the palace comms to communicate with me. I'll leave you to your business. And he like does that obsequious like kind of bowing and walking away thing, like he's trying to get away but doesn't want to break eye contact. Okay, so is there anything you want to do before he leaves?
Yeah, so I kind of turn to Theron and I say, we should head to the Moff's quarters.
I was thinking the same thing. I've always been a fan of the suite. And
so when he comes home, you're just gonna be like in his room.
Damn right. Yes. Yes.
As I turn and say, I'll stay outside with the stormtroopers. Lana, you stay with me.
And I sort of like I look over to Otto, then I look back at Theron. And just wait for him
to
tell me what
is it doing. Obvious, Adam, where the Moff's quarters are?
No, but the droid would show you. Like we could easily just cut to there if that's where you want to head. Okay.
So yeah, I'm looking to see Theron. Well, okay, maybe I just say, do you want me to stay out here?
And I just give her a nod and say, enjoy yourself. I know I will. And just go off on my own because I'm doing snooping. I'm gonna snoop. That's what
okay,
I do.
Okay, yeah. Then I just say yes, sir, and then turn and walk towards Otto.
Yeah, we start walking towards the front door. I comms 161 to meet me there.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, the stormtroopers are waiting outside, standing at ease, waiting for you to come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I find 161, I say, go ahead and secure the perimeter. I'm going to go up top. Lana, you stay here on the ground. Calms me if you see anything or anyone approaches.
And I nod to him. And then start watching the troopers set up.
Okay. Otto, why don't we get you to make a roll to see how secure this place is?
Okay. What would that be rolled from?
So it's going to be probably knowledge warfare, I think.
Okay.
Let me just double check there's anything else.
Yeah, I have knowledge warfare.
Yeah, okay. I think that's probably the most appropriate. So, yeah, make a difficulty 2 knowledge warfare. So check 2 purple dice in there, and okay. We'll see how much of an ID you can get. And actually, Lana, are you helping?
Yeah, I can help.
Okay, cool.
She's got so kind of a lower perimeter. I'm going upstairs with the macro binoculars.
Throw a boost die in there with Lana's help.
Let's see if this works.
I mean, technically, I'm helping, I guess.
There you go. Nice. Okay.
Is
so,
that a crit?
No, it's two successes and an advantage.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So the two successes mean you get a real solid idea of what the defenses here are. It looks like it was built to be defended against like an insurgency from without. You know, the walls are designed to be withstand like vehicle grade attacks, right? You figure like this place could hold off like AT-STs if in a pinch. It's got turbo lasers and stuff on the walls that are good against vehicles. It's meant to withstand a siege, basically.
Okay.
And it looks like the Moff has just like made a point of reinforcing that. So the patrol's mostly facing outward. There's almost no internal security. Like all of the troops are out on the walls. Okay. So if the gates were breached, then it would basically be all over. They've put all their eggs in the walls as their defense.
I think once I've secured or understood kind of how secure this place is there mm-hmm. any like dust or sand or anything upstairs on the edges? Like what type of terrain is this planet?
So there was terrain on this planet at some point, but now it's all city. So
now it's all cityscape.
Yeah, there is dust and stuff, but it's mostly just like pollution rather than like sand from like any kind of desertscape. But yeah, I mean the place. That's the other thing, I guess, is that it's actually really nicely cleaned and polished. So the floors are all devoid of scuff or footprint. The walls are all clean, as opposed to the rest of the city that you saw. So actually finding like dirt might be hard.
Okay. Well, then I guess I take out whatever sharp utensil I have. And then I just start, I like put it at my side and take off the, or take out my, what's the actual name of this weapon? The slug thrower rifle, and just like set it down, like leaning against the wall. And then I get my macro binoculars out and just look for anyone doing anything wrong. I'm gonna shoot them.
Holy shit!
Like outside.
Yeah, I just get my macro binoculars and just look for like if anyone's hanging up like a poster or defacing a statue or anything.
You're just sniping aliens.
I'm just gonna take the shot.
I'm just sniping aliens.
Shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah, and if I see anyone, I'm just gonna be like, I'm taking a shot. Please don't hesitate.
Okay. Yeah, I think that we see from your perspective, you know, we see the goggles come up, and yeah, you see like a couple of Rhodian kids. One of them's like on lookout. It's like looking around, and the other one is putting up this poster. And you maybe catch the edge of the like rebel trefoil on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. I line up the shot.
You're gonna kill
them.
I don't give a shit.
So through your scope, through auto scope, you see this like see this kid like putting the poster up, and then there's like a crack, and we see it all through the scope. So the kid like falls. There's a spray of like green blood on the wall, and the kid like falls down. And then the kid like looks around and then runs off.
And then I take my knife and just carve like one into the side of the building. And it just keeps looking.
And you sort of hear me comms like, "What was that?"
I think that like you startle like some ornamental birds
like
in one of the gardens.
You see the troopers like going like this.
Yeah,
like,
I just comes back and say I'm cleaning the planet, and then I just uncom.
No, they're like, and I'm like, you're blowing our cut. Like, what are you doing right now? What are you shooting? Is something wrong? Is someone coming? Like, you just see me like commsing. Like, yeah. I don't know what I'm looking at right now.
I just comes back and said this has to be done. Keep the channel clear. And then I just put the macro binoculars up.
That was a little kid!
One alien at a time.
Then you hear me go, I'm coming up there. And I go to join him to see what he's doing.
Okay.
Wow! Right. How am I going to outdo that? You just shot a little kid!
Just fucking domed a kid.
Like no reason! Wow!
I mean...
No.
So when I get up there, have you already shot the other kid?
He ran, so I don't think I could take the shot. I'm just looking for other bad things, and I guess insurgents, or maybe even aliens if there's no one doing anything wrong.
So you see me you see me pull out my binoculars, and I'm sort of like looking. I'm like next to him now. I'm being quiet, of course, but I'm like next to him, and I I land on where the kid got shot.
Yeah, there's a Rodian. Yeah, there's like a little like Rodian body lying face down, a pool of green blood around his head. There's probably some kind of like dog rat like thing, some local vermin like pulling on his like by like chewing on his arm, like trying to drag him off.
And you just see me like drop my hands to my side, and I look down, and I go, "Really, a kid?"
I said, I take my macro binoculars down, but still staring out, looking around. I say, the easiest way to regain order is by fear. Then I just like put the goggles back up, keep looking.
And I just like sort of wipe at my forehead. Like I can't really tell him to stop, obviously. So I just go, you know what? Just try to keep it down.
How do you do it, man? Kill innocent women and children. It's easy. You just don't lead them so much. All right. So yeah, you got the perimeter clear, right? And you're making sure these people know, like, yeah. If you're within eye shot of the palace, watch your back. So meanwhile, inside, I think that we cut to Belsa and Agent Talon, and the protocol droid is like, but sir, your quarters are this way. These are the Moff's quarters. He will be back in some time, and we'll address you then if you'd like to speak with him. And he's like nervously shuffling behind you, trying to convince you not to like just go in there.
We just walk in anyway, unless it's locked, in which case we just kick down the door.
I don't think inside his own house, I don't think he'd lock the door. So yeah, you just
great. Like, we walk in.
Okay. All right. So you walk into the room. And yeah, immediately, like, I think that we see the splendor of the palace is all concentrated in a real way here. So there's this huge, like, you know, double king size bed with like dark red silk sheets, big, like four poster bed. There's like a fireplace off to one side. There's like a huge wood desk. And on one wall, there's a, I guess the space equivalent of like a huge bookshelf. I guess holo cubes slotted into this like massive bookshelf. And everything in here is super expensive looking. And it's obvious that Moff likes to live in luxury. And I think that when you come in, there's a noise, and you startle awake the space equivalent of like a dog. It's kind of like somewhere between a lizard and a dog, and it like wakes up, and it's all jowly and old looking, and it like looks at you with its kind of roomy eyes and like slobbers its way over to you and starts like sniffing your boots.
I reach down and pet the weird scaly creature, mm-hmm. and look back up at the droid and say, all the non-essentials, remove them from the room.
Yeah, and the droid's like, sir, I'm sorry, what? I don't think I heard you.
The bed, the sheets, the accoutrement, remove.
He looks around, he's like, But, sir, the Moff is very particular about his accoutrement.
And then I say, good, then he can have them in the room down the hall.
Okay, let's make a command roll, I guess. Let's see if you can effectively boss the droid around. It's just going to be difficulty one. I think that this is coercion.
Coercion, all right.
Yeah, nice and easy coercion, yeah, one purple. You crit. You just overwrite his program.
There's so much coercion.
Don't understand. So, he shuts down.
Well, so here's the thing. You got a crit, right? And so you buy some future momentum with this particular NPC. So, like, C5, do you use some kind of, like, Imperial override code? Or, you know, are you, like... Because this will basically... We're going to turn C5 into someone who's on your side now, based on how coercive you were. So how do you do that? Is it just force of personality, or is there some secret?
No, I definitely use some sort of override code that an ISB agent would have. Nice. And it's just a phrase, and I say it, and he just like turns into an entirely different droid.
Right. Would you kindly take these sheets out of the room?
Yes. Like
yeah. And so he goes from, his programming goes from the kind of like bumbling like protocol droid to like standing up more stiff, and he's like, "Yes, sir, as you wish." And he turns and like goes to get some of the other like servants to like gather up all the crap in the room. And yeah, now like you know that his secret programming has been added in, so you could like you can interrogate him if you want to later, or he's your friend now.
Great. I turn to Bell and say, "Do what you do, dear. Find us what his secrets are." And we begin to rummage through his stuff and see what kind of fun things the Moff is hiding.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. He must have like a desk or something, right?
Yeah. 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 And he's got his like personal computer. Now you can roll the room relatively easily enough. I think that would be a perception check for you, Bell, with Terran's help, of course. And that'd be for physical stuff, and then you could access his computer, but it is like passworded, it's locked, so you'd need to slice it or to find the key.
I mean, now we have a droid on our side, so that's not...
You do have his house droid.
What's the dice roll for this perception?
So it's going to be difficulty... I think difficulty 3 to find any evidence of unusual. He's very fastidious. So
okay.
put 3 purple dice into your pool and then roll your perception. Oh, put 3 purple dice and one blue die.
Okay.
Oh.
not so
much. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, wow.
So it looks like, I mean, to you, he just appears to be just another, like, useless noble. Like, he, you know, he has a lot of, like, his holocubes are all sort of literature from the early days of the Empire. It's all pretty on point with the banned literature list. There's no evidence here that he's anything but just kind of a ineffective governor. The real stuff you suspect, if you're suspecting him of treason, would be in his computer. But physically, he just has a lot of expensive, nice stuff. His closet is like full of formal wear, like beautiful, expensive formal wear. And I guess, so here's the thing, you got an advantage, so I'll give you a little non-treason related thing that you might be able to use for leverage later. There's some sentimentality to some of the objects he has around. In his drawer of his desk, there's a little box, like a black lacquered box with a wedding ring and a necklace with a little locket, and the locket has a little hologram display of a much younger Moff Rilcott and a woman. She's wearing a wedding dress, and it's like they're like the kiss at their wedding, and it replays a little loop of that in the locket. And in the closet in the back, as you're having all of his uniforms removed, Theron, there's another box, a much larger box, that contains more like there's like women's clothing, like dresses, and some of that. There's a bottle at the very bottom of it with just a tiny bit, like just a little bit left of a of perfume. There's a perfume bottle in the bottom of that that box. So while not maybe the evidence that he's a, you know, rebel loving traitor, it may be leverage for you later.
Out of all the things that are removed from the room, I keep the perfume and the locket box.
Okay. Elle kind of lifts up the locket and she's like, "Oh, how quaint," and then just hands it to Laren.
Yeah, and I just sort of pocket both of those.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. I would like to fetch the droid to hack into the computer.
Okay. All right. So C5 is there while Theron, you're taking things apart. The room is starting to empty. There's like tapestries of the Emperor being pulled down and rolled up and like moved into another room. Belle, you're there with C5 and C5. Yeah, C5 is like, "What can I do for you?"
"I'm going to need to access the files on this computer. Can you do it?"
"I can attempt it, yes." And he like turns and types away at the keyboard, and then he turns back to you and says, "I believe the Moth has secured the system." I am not able to break his password.
Bloody useless. I kind of relay the information to Tharn.
Yeah, and he nods and, like, quietly, he's like, yes, ma'am, I am.
I just say, we'll have to do it another way, and continue removing things from the room. Okay. And trying to keep it as bare bones as possible, like any good Imperial officer's quarters.
Hey, you don't need all this frippery.
I don't need all this frivolousness.
So, meanwhile, Otto and Lana, do you stay up on the...
No, I've already...
...the hill for a while, or do you go somewhere else?
Well, I rejoined 161 towards the bottom and informed him what Otto was doing and why there were shots... Why there was a shot?
Right.
Because 161 just kind of like, wait, what's going on? And so I,
Let's cut in on the end of that conversation. So you've just finished saying, like, don't worry about it. That's like Otto's keeping guard upstairs.
No. I was like, oh, he was just getting rid of some rebel sympathizers. I don't inform him that it was a child or an alien. I just say it's a rebel sympathizer.
If this stormtrooper is worth his salt, and you were like, Officer Mateen was just shooting children in the head from up there, he'd be like, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Do you have any other children?
I don't think she wants to admit it, though. Like, she just wants to say, oh, it's a rebel sympathizer, so it was okay.
Wait, dissidents. Okay.
But, and then I'm like, get back on the lookout. We need to make sure no one comes up here. So.
Okay. So when you finish talking to 161, he turns around to give the orders to his platoon. You notice that there's a kid. I mean, it depends on whether you think he's like early teens, like 14. Not like a little kid, like a teenager. And he's sitting on the edge of a fountain nearby.
Yeah.
He's wearing like nice clothes, but not like buffoonery. But he's wearing like, you know, like a nice tunic, and he's sitting there watching you. He's got.
Watching me?
Yeah, he's watching you and the stormtroopers. He was watching that conversation. He's got sort of shortish blonde hair that's like quite wavy. And he's writing. He seems to be writing or like drawing on a. He's got a, like a data pad and a stylus. And he like looks up and like kind of squints and like goes back to what
I
he's doing.
I take out my binoculars and I try to like. Like, I don't even try to hide it.
He's not even far enough that you need binoculars. Oh, he's maybe, really? Like, yeah, 5 or 6 meters away. Yeah.
I walk up to him. What are you doing? So he's inside this area?
Yeah, he's just sitting on the edge of a fountain.
Oh, okay. So I walk up and I walk up to him and I look down at what he's doing. Can I recognize anything that he's writing?
He tilts it towards his body as you, like, walk over.
Yeah, okay. And I say, what is that, homework? You doing homework right now? It's not really the time to be out here.
He looks at you and he, like, scowls. He's like, you're the men my father said were coming, aren't you?
And I sort of, like, pull down my mask and I'm like, I'm not a man, but yes, we're here.
Ding!
He looks at you and he says, you don't look like any Imperial officer I've ever seen before.
That's because I'm not.
Who are you, then? You have to tell me. I'm the Moff's son.
You know what? I think that you should get inside and follow orders. It's not very safe out here right now. If you just heard that, a gunshot went off. We got some rebel sympathizers nearby. I think you should get back inside.
He scowls. He's like, I'm not afraid of the rebels. And you can't tell me what to do.
Go on.
Got you.
I want to see where this goes. Go on.
Go on.
I sort of lean into my comms and I say to Otto, we got a kid down here. He won't get inside.
I immediately, like, it like cuts back to me, and at this point, it like the camera like slowly comes across the knife etchings, and now there's four instead of one. and you say that, and like it goes down to my sights, and the gun goes from like the horizon view to like just looking straight down at the kid.
Yeah. So like the crosshairs, and you see Lana talking to this kid. Yeah.
Yeah, and I calms over and say, "What's the problem?"
He's being a snot-nosed brat. He won't go inside. We need him off the perimeter. You like, inside.
You like hear the you hear the like the slug thrower rifle like cock.
And then I sort of like and I say hold on, and then I comms Theron and I say, I think we got the moth's kid out here. What do you want me to do?
The moth has a son. Oh, you must bring him to me.
And so,
and you want him alive? No disintegrations.
Yeah. So
no disintegrations.
Yeah, and I said yes, sir. And so I go back to Otto and I'm like, we need to get this kid out of here. We need him inside.
Ask 161 to help you. I'm busy.
Okay. I'm busy. Yeah. Okay. You keep taking care of the rebels, then I guess.
Then and you then I just cut you off. Hear a shot go off.
Yeah, like echoes off the walls.
Yeah.
You see me just roll my eyes, and I signal 161 over, and I'm like, get this kid inside to Theron. And I look down at the kid, and I'm like, you're coming with us.
Yeah, and 161 is like,
yes, ma'am.
And he like turns to the kid, and then the kid's like, I don't have to go with you. You're just a stormtrooper. And I don't even know who you are. And like, looks
and then
at you.
See me reach back and pull out my sword, and I'm like, no, you're coming with us. We're going to take you inside.
He laughs. He laughs at you. He's like, what are you
Can
going to
I
do?
Can I punch him with like the butt or the end of the sword? Can I just like...
Yes, if you would like to knock out out the moth's son, you totally can. You are allowed to do that.
Wow. What the fuck is this group?
I'm okay, fine. I put the sword back up and I just reach out and just punch him right in the nose.
Okay. Yeah, take a swing at his face. Sure. Okay, so it's not a question of whether you're going to hit him or not. We'll just see if you one-punch him.
Okay.
Make a...
Instead of just, like, double, triple, he's not down, let me punch him five more times.
Yeah. Well, you're either... It's how severe the punch is. So make a brawl. Yeah, brawl attack. We'll say two dice of difficulty, so two purple dice.
Okay.
If you succeed, you'll just knock him unconscious. If not, you will definitely punch him in the face, but it might not knock him down or out, right? You'll just hit him in the face.
I want you to crit so badly, he just falls in the water.
I already rolled, I think.
Yeah, you got it. So,
yeah, it's an right. advantage.
Yeah, that was
so
a good
then
one.
After
Wait,
he's
no,
done,
no, there's no negative penalties there.
So you got to roll your, you didn't add your difficulty dice.
I thought I did. The two, did I not click off of it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me re-roll in.
Yeah. Nice.
So I also with advantage, can I take the notebook that he was drawing in and or whatever that whatever.
Oh
he was,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
this the advantage. The advantage on this roll is not so much like him, but it's the stormtroopers. But yeah, you can totally take a step. You knock him out. You get what you want. So here's what happens. So you said you just take a step forward and just punch him in the face.
Yeah, I just punch him without warning.
Okay, hey, punch him in the face suddenly. His head snaps back. His eyes roll back, and he falls into the fountain. He drops his data pad. And 161, instead of, like, going to pull this, like, kid out of the fountain, now that he's unconscious and underwater, instead of doing anything, he just turns slightly to you, and he's like,
nice punch, sir.
And the kid is just, like, lying unconscious underwater. We see his face through
Well, so what I do is I reach forward, and I grab him out, and I sling him over my shoulder. Sling him over my shoulder, and I turn to 161 and I say, get his data pad and bring it to me. And so then I start to walk in with this drenched, like, knocked out kid.
Okay. So yeah, 161 picks up the pad and follows you and the moth son inside.
Okay. And I guess I try to find my way around or find the droid so he can lead me to Theron.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know where they are. They said they were in the moth's quarters, so you can...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can head that way.
Okay.
All right. So, Theron, as the room is, like, finished being cleaned, you and Bell are finishing your perimeter search. One thing that's interesting, after Lana mentioned the moth has a son, there's no, like, pictures of the kid, there's no, like, baby stuff in a box somewhere. Like, there's... despite the sentimentality around his wife or this woman, there's no evidence that he gives a shit about his kid. You see Lena come in with this like limp person over her shoulder.
And I walk up and immediately, I say, here's the kid. And I throw him down on the bed and like water just like sprays off of him.
Yeah. There's blood like coming out of his nose and his nose is like kind of on a sideways like angle.
I give the kid a look, and then I give her a look, and just crack up. Just laugh so hard.
And you see me just, like, stone-faced, like, I'm maybe a little confused, like, sir, did you want him still?
Through my laughter, I'm like, there may be hope for you yet. And then I go to the boy and give him, like, a slap across the face to try and wake him up.
Okay. Yeah. So he kind of, like, groans and, like, rolls around a little bit as he wakes up. And you can see clarity returning to his face. And it grabs his nose. And he's like, ugh. And he, like, looks up and he sees that he's, like, in his father's room. And kind of, like, sits up and, like, looks at you, Lena. And he's like, you struck me.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I look back, and I've already taken the data pad from 161, and I'm starting to go through it. And
so
on
the pad...
Just snatches the pad out of...
Yeah, you got a chance to look at it, Lena. It goes to you for a second, and then Belle takes it away. But there's a sketch drawing of you and 161 with some, like, unfinished sketches of the Stormtroopers in the background. Yeah, like, the kid... And he's, like, actually a pretty decent artist, despite the fact that the thing is cracked now. There's a big crack across it. Like, it's a pretty good likeness from the distance he was at.
And so I sort of, like, turn back to him, and I don't really smile or anything, and I'm like, you're a pretty good artist. You should have just told me what you're doing.
It's like,
and you just see me, like...
And then he turns to you, Theron, because you're the one that's, like, most obviously, like, outfitted, and he's like, you're the officer in charge of this. Like,
I just have the biggest grin on my face watching this all happen that I don't even acknowledge the boy.
He's like, I asked you a question, officer.
And I am like, what rank are you again, my lord?
He shakes his head. He's like, that's right. When my father is absent, this is my palace. I'm the son of a Moff, and you have to do what I say.
And I point to him. When he says it, I'm like, see, like, I told
like
you.
Double
I told
you
that was a son.
Yeah. Awesome.
And I'm like, so this is your palace that we have taken a hold of and now reside in this wonderful room. Was this your room?
He looks at you like that's a stupid question. He's like, of course not. This is my father's room.
So it's your father's palace.
He's like, well, technically, yes, but when my father is absent, I'm in charge. Ask any of the house staff.
I will. And I turn to the droid, and I'm like, who's in charge now?
It's like, you are, sir.
Well, and I guess that's our answer.
And the kid, like, punches one of the posters of the bed. Like, he punches it, and he's like, shut up, C5. Tell him I'm in charge.
And I walk up and I grab him by the collar and I like
yeah, when you walk towards him, he uses his feet to, like, push himself back to the end of the bed, and he's like, stay away from me.
and I sort of just stay there. I stay at the edge, just, like, ready to lunge after him if I need to, if he tries to escape.
He's obviously terrified of you.
Yeah, I go and I sit down on the bed with him and put my hand on his hand and just whisper, do you feel in charge?
he looks at you and you can see, like, he's like right on the edge of, because he's doing that thing that kids do where they're like, I'm a grown-up, respect me and pay attention to me, but you can see the little kid part of him, like he might start crying, and he like shakes his head and he's like, it doesn't matter what I feel. What do I look like, a Jedi? My feelings don't matter. And he, like, folds his arms over his chest.
I point
to
his nose and I say, no, it looks like you just lost. Because he's like, still, I'm assuming he's still bleeding. He's still got, like,
drip,
a busted
dripping.
Nose.
Yeah.
You start to see, like, the bruising show up.
Belle gestures to Lena in 161 and just says, leave us. It's like, wants to clear the room.
Yeah. I think, I mean, 161, like, salutes and marches out.
And you just see me, like, shoot a look at Belle, and then I walk after 161.
Okay. I think that we see the two of you leave and the door like closing behind you. And 161, as you're leaving, turns to you, Lena, and is like,
kids.
Am I right?
I put my hand on his back and I go, I'm sure you'd make a great father one day. And just walk in front of him laughing.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, so you two leave. And Belle, you've cleared the room of everybody but you, Theron, and this kid, whose name we don't even know yet.
Right.
So Belle kind of like comes and sits down on the bed next to the kid. And she's like, what's your name?
He like looks between the two of you like he knows this is obviously some kind of trap, but he's like I'm Dade Rilcott, of course.
Well, Dade, unfortunately there's rumors about afoot, if you like, that your father is a Rebel sympathizer. How do you feel about that?
He looks like personally hurt. He's like there's Well, it's true there are rebels on this planet. They're all alien scum, and my father would never stoop to that level. But we all know that the Republic is it's a doomed effort, those filthy rebels.
Belle kind of runs her fingers through his hair, like moves out of his face.
He like shudders and tries to like pull away from you, but Theron's on the other side, and so he like kind of just
She kind of says,
he gets the douche chills.
Yeah. I want nothing more than to prove your father's innocence, but I'm going to need your help. Can you access his computer?
And he looks over it, and he's like, no, no, of course not. I don't know his password.
No.
There's a non-zero chance he's lying to you.
Yeah, I give him that look, because I know he's kind of like lying. Like,
mm-hmm.
If you don't help us, then your father might be killed.
And he...
Wouldn't be a Moff's son anymore, would you?
Yeah, you can see like he's struggling with it a little bit. Why don't you team up and try to break this kid?
Right. Persuasion?
Perception, yeah. Or is it it's gonna be. I mean, it's coerce.
All right.
So I think it sounds like Belle. This is your coercion. So why don't you make a coercion roll? It sounds like deception. You're lying to the kid, right? Where you're like, it's less that you're trying to threaten. You're not threatening him. You're lying and saying he can help.
Yeah. All right. So what's the difficulty for this roll?
Difficulty is going to be two purple. Add two purple and one blue to your pool because you got help from Theron.
Okay. Should we use a destiny dice, do you think, guys?
Certainly could.
That's up to you.
Might as well.
You guys have lots.
Let's use one.
Yeah. Okay.
So I just click use light side?
Yeah, so what you do is click use light side, and then on your character sheet where it says upgrade, make sure that upgrade on the left says one.
Okay. All right. And we're going for deception?
Yes, it'll be a deception roll. Yeah, do it. Okay, all right. So you're going to take a point of stress. Oh, everybody make sure you clear your stress and wounds from the last time because it's been several weeks.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But take a stress.
So is that Belle. Canceled out because it's a success? Oh, no, there's threat to it. Okay.
That's... Yeah, it's a success and a stress. So you take the stress, but you're also successful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Take the strain, right?
Yeah, strain. Sorry. So you take a point of strain, and I think it's less that this is like taxing you personally in any way, but it's more that it's like frustrating that this kid isn't being more cooperative. Like, you already punched him in the face. Like, he should already be dealing with this. So it's a little, like, irritating for you. You feel that anger a little bit. Mm. And he looks at you, and he can see you getting, like, scary. And he's like, I want nothing more than to cooperate. I'm sure I could. Let me take a look. And he squinches out from between the two of you, like crawls to the end of the bed and stands up and walks over to the console.
Okay.
And I think he starts like looking at it, and maybe that's where we take our break. We'll see if he can figure out his dad's password.
Great. All right. Let's take our second break. Still 2 hours left to go here on week number 3 of Balance Power, the Dark Side. So we'll be right back, guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you then.